Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Pod of Rock, eurem Podcast-Magazin rund um Metal, Rock und allem drumherum. Präsentiert von EMP. Wir drehen den Verstärker für euch auf 11 und zwar jede Woche. Und jetzt viel Spaß mit einer neuen Episode Pod of Rock und eurem Host Josef Lex.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen. Ich bin's mal wieder, euer Lieblings-Josef. Und wie immer habe ich spannende Gäste für euch. Heute jemanden, der schon länger in der Industrie ist, als es mich persönlich gibt. Nämlich den lieben Johann von der Band Evergrey. Hello, Johann! How are you? I'm great and I'm also really grateful to have you on the show on the day that you're releasing an album. I've never had the pleasure to talk to an artist that was actually in the process of having their album released at that day. So how does that feel? How does the what vibes are you living through right now?
Very positive ones. I've been checking my Instagram feed and my Facebook feed from time to time, and people seem to be outrageously positive towards this new album. So that feels absolutely amazing. I'm very, very thankful for that.
What I really liked about the album, listening to it beforehand, was the sheer bandwidth of musical styles that you managed to mix into the creative pie that later became the album. What were the most glaring inspirations that that drove you producing this album?
I don't know. For me personally, I'd always been I hadn't had a computer for many years, because I'm a bit of a technophobe, or I had been a bit of a technophobe, and so I got a computer from Jonas. He needed a bass for his studio. So I said, you can have one of mine that I'm not using. And he agreed on the condition that I would get something from him as well. And he knew that I didn't have a computer. So he was like, well, you can have one of my computers that I'm not using. So got that, bought the music program, then just years and years of built up ideas in my head just came flying out of me into the computer. So I had like 50 ideas for this record, of varying quality and stages of completion, but I sent everything to Tom and Jonas for them to sift through and build upon. So I think like 8 out of 11 songs, the foundation for those 8 came from my songs. So I don't know where the inspiration came from. I just had to write.
It just came crashing down into existence right out of your brain into the... That's awesome. That's like releasing all of your inner inspiration onto a new piece of music. You produced the bass line for the whole project, writing pretty much most of the songs. I have listened to an interview between Tom and a very famous internet celebrity called Ola. Very fine gentleman, and he asked the question that just weren't able to answer within that interview: what tuning are you on with your bass?
Yeah, I have a four-string bass, but I tune down so it matches like the. It's like a five-string bass with a lower B string, but I only use four strings, so it's B, E, A, and D. And but for those songs, when Tom switches to a seven string, he tunes down his seven string a whole step, and I don't do that. But I tune down my lowest string, the B string. I tune that one down a whole step to match his lowest string. So so we're all on different tunings, which is kind of weird, but hopefully it works.
It's a pretty much a jazz thing to do, right? Having five instruments, everyone being on a different tuning.
Yep. So it's pretty funny when we're playing live, and you know, Tom, he has said this in interviews before, maybe even in that one with Ola, where if he kind of gets lost, he doesn't know where he is, where the chord is, and he, you know, looks over to me to see where I am, it doesn't make any sense because it doesn't, you know, our notes don't coincide at any point. You know, it's pretty funny.
that sounds like a lot of stress on stage when you need it, but also like a lot of fun when you can handle it. So, writing all the songs for the new album. Musically, have you had a hand in writing the lyrics also? And if yes, what was that the first foray into lyrical writing for the album?
No, I had no input on any lyrics. That's Tom's thing. However, one of the songs, a song called Ghost of My Hero, I had the working title for that song was Hero. So I guess in a small kind of way, it kind of inspired, you know, his lyrics. But I wouldn't go as far as to say that I had any input whatsoever. No.
The word hero in itself is a pretty good segue into a next question. Who is your hero? Who brought you, who inspired you to pick up the bass in the first place? Or music in the first place?
Oh, well, there was always music playing when I grew up. My older brother, Christian, is obviously an immense influence on me. You know, he was the one who played me, you know, Kiss and Iron Maiden, Scorpions, Alice Cooper, all of that stuff when I was a kid. I would say him. He's probably my earliest and biggest influence.
What was the first thing you learned on bass? The first piece you learned on bass?
I think it must have been, we were in school, we had a school band just when I started learning, and we played House of the Rising Sun. That was probably the first song I learned. And then I was very much into Metallica, so the intro to For Whom the Bell Tolls was also very, it was very early. That little that one. I think those were the two first things I learned.
Your fortitude and your dexterity on bass is quite astonishing. How much time did you invest to work on your craft, and how many hours do you play bass per day?
It goes in phases. I do try to play every day, even if it's just, 10 minutes, but just to have the fingers on the strings and, just to do something. But I'm not one to, sit, hour after hour after hour, just, working on it. I tend to do things in smaller pieces, because I can kind of, if there's something like difficult to play a part where I, damn, I have to practice this, then I will first of all practice the part very, very, very slowly, so that my fingers know what they're going to do without playing any wrong notes. Then you can kind of build up the speed. But, I'm not going to sit for, 3 hours with the same thing over and over and over again. That's not going to happen. But I take, regular breaks. I play other stuff just to get my head to not, go completely insane. I don't practice for hours and hours. Never have.
You are on tour in South America starting next week, I believe, or you're already over there?
No, we fly over on Monday.
You fly over on Monday. What's the most exciting thing about touring through South America, or starting your tour in South America?
Oh, it's everything. I've always had a great time playing South America from even before I was in Evergrey. It's always been a very, very nice place, and great people. The fans are absolutely amazing, so passionate, and loud. Even if you play like a smaller club for 300 people, they make it sound like you're playing in front of 3,000 people, which is quite an achievement. This time is going to be as much fun, if not more, than ever before. And we're going to play a country that I've never been to before, Peru. So that's going to be really interesting. I'm really looking forward to that.
Stepping outside of the bus and going through Peru, what will be the first thing that you will eat in Peru while you're there?
Oh, I have no idea. Whatever I'm being served, I'll eat anything and everything. I'll try anything. I don't know what the local. Hopefully, we get some traditional local stuff. That's always interesting to me to try, because you can't get that kind of food here in Sweden, or at least I don't think so. So anything.
We talked about the album. We talked about the tour. We talked about pretty much everything we had on the checklist today. I think we're done with the interview for today. Johan, it has been a pleasure to have you on the show. I wish you very, very the best of luck and the most fun you can have on your tour, and the most success anyone can have with any album ever with your new album. And it's a very beautiful piece of music.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
I have one last question. You all of you are in the music industry for a very, very long time. Does the job get harder with the years, or does it get easier with the years? And that will be the last question for today.
Certain things get easier the more you do it, because you've done them so many times. But other things, like the creative process and finding new stuff to write and to listen to and to get inspired by, and You know, that's increasingly difficult. But what is easy is, you know, since we have done this for so long, I guess as you get older, you get kind of more relaxed, in the sense that, you know, you have done this, you have toured, you know, all over the world. It's even though it's exciting and fun, we have done it, so we know kind of what to expect. So that part gets easier, I think. But a good question. I've never thought of that before. But yes, certain things definitely get easier, while others, you know, finding new stuff and getting inspired. That's difficult.
That also would lead me to another question about inspiration in general. If you search for inspiration, where do you look?
Certain movies can be very inspirational. You know, the music, could be anything. I mean, other types of music, other artists. I mean, specifically one that I love and always go back to is Peter Gabriel. His latest album came out last year, I think. Absolutely amazing. So good. I mean, you can't probably hear his influence in our music, but you know, for me, he is one of the top songwriters of our time. I love him dearly. So yeah, him. I love Frank Zappa. You probably don't hear Frank Zappa's music in our music either. You know, Stravinsky. You know, kind of modern classical stuff. I love listening to that, but you probably won't hear it.
I will take extra care when listening to your album to finding out the little bleeps and bloops that Peter Gabriel inspired you to put in there, and I will call you up again. And for you out. And for you guys out there, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and most importantly, rock and roll.
Das war Pod of Rock, euer Podcast-Magazin rund um Metal, Rock und allem drumherum. Präsentiert von EMP. Und für Musik auf den Augen, werft doch einen akustisch formulierten Blick auf emp.de. Mit dem Code PODOFROCK erhaltet ihr satte Rabatte auf eure EMP-Bestellung und unterstützt so unseren Podcast.